So along those same lines, Lenny, with the, smaller head design working better for faster, lighter weight arrows, right? What if somebody was to go with, was having trouble tuning for a fixed blade and decided to beef up their arrow weight, and get something that's, pretty heavy arrow? Will that be more forgiving with the broadhead flight and allow them to have more flexibility with the style of broadhead that they could use?
Well, you got several things you brought up there. Beefed up and going to a heavier arrow rate. Well, there's the one factor is going to a heavier arrow, providing the spine is right for the bow setup, okay? But going, you don't want to go to a heavier arrow that's super stiff and has no forgiveness. A heavier arrow that's, the right spine setup. That's going to slow your bow down. Just slowing your speed down will help in forgiveness. The speed can really, really fast arrows and fast bows can it really affect how that again it gets like I down said before. Speed, you need to go to a shorter head with less wind resistance out there. Going to a heavier arrow, slowing your bow down, allows you to get by with a lot more different type of heads out there. But at the same token, if you start going a pretty heavy arrow, in other words, you start getting up over 13 grains, some of these guys will go 15, 17 grains per inch by putting a weight tube in the inside it to add a bunch more weight. In case they want to go, say, go for an extra big game type out there. You got to be careful then. You got to put the right point out front, broadhead. So if you go that heavy, you need 150, 180, maybe 200 grains. If you start to go really heavy shaft, it's because you got to have enough FOC out to the front end to get the pull correctly on your arrow. I see a lot of people, they go heavy arrow, then they go to a 75 grain head or a 100 grain head where they've just beefed up their arrow to 15 grains per inch, and then they don't have enough FOC. At the same token, I've also seen people say, okay, I'm shooting a light arrow. Now I want to go to a heavy fixed blade broadhead because it's going to give me a better penetration because I heard that when you shoot a light arrow, you don't have enough kinetic energy. So they shoot this super light arrow and then they throw 150 or 175 or 200 grain broadhead on the front of it. And now their FOC is so heavy, they've changed their dynamic spine that they don't have any control. Any little mistake they do in a hunting condition, when I'm saying a hunting condition, the one thing you shoot in your backyard, you stand there flat, you're shooting straight across your target. It's another thing when you're in a tree stand trying to get that shot off to the side or behind you, twisting around, and your form isn't perfect when you shoot. Well, that magnifies anything once you've got something that isn't dynamically well set up tune-up. So you got two things. Heavy arrow should have right FOC by your heavier arrow like that. It does help because it slows it down in your performance. At the same token, you can't go a super light arrow and go a heavy, real heavy fixed blade broadhead and get your FOC too heavy to the front because that's going to cause a lot of problems dynamically in your arrow performance. You won't be able to control where that arrow is going.
So I guess what I'm hearing is it's all about balance.
It's all about balance. The ideal situation for broadhead is between 9 to 13% FOC, with 11% is what I find a lot of times. The 10 to 11 is really a great ideal type mix. If you start getting into the 15, 17% and above FOC with a fixed blade broadhead compared to your arrow setup, you're going to have problems. And at the same token, you start get down to below 9 on a heavy arrow with a super light head, you're going to have problems in performance. It's the right mix of FOC to your arrow, and then it gets again down to the speed of your bow for the arrow, the fixed blade design.